USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 4-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Adan and other hostages. More humanitarian aid is being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday, a convoy they said was loaded with much-needed food, water, medicine, and emergency medical supplies. Derek Chauvin's attorney, Gregory M. Erickson, criticized federal prison officials for the lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Erickson expressed frustration that Chauvin's family has been kept uninformed about the incident, relying solely on news accounts to assume he is in stable condition. Despite repeated attempts, Chauvin's family and attorneys have not received updates from the Bureau of Prisons officials. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer serving time for the death of George Floyd in 2020. Honda is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles.
Honda recalling some of its cars because of a potential safety problem if a certain part, a rivet that should be in the front seat belt, is missing. Now, Honda says the belt might not tighten in a crash and keep you secure in your seat. More than 300,000 2023 and 2024 Honda Accords and HRVs are potentially affected. So far, no injuries have been reported. Less than 1% of the cars will require a replacement. Any that do will be fixed for free.
That's Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The two individuals who lost their lives in a fatal explosion on the U.S.-Canadian border on Wednesday have been identified as a married couple from Grand Island, New York. Monica and Kurt P. Villani, both 53, were involved in the crash on Rainbow Bridge, the entry and exit point to Canada at Niagara Falls. Witnesses reported that the vehicle went airborne after hitting a cement median, subsequently catching fire and exploding upon colliding with a border crossing booth. The NTSB is actively investigating a fatal single-engine plane crash in Plano Shopping Center parking lot on Tuesday evening. Investigators are examining data to assess the potential involvement of a nearby airstrip. The NTSB is also seeking pilot air traffic control communications and searching for a black box or flight data recorder. The incident, which resulted in the pilot's death, occurred in front of Mama's Daughter's Diner in Prestonwood Park off West Park Boulevard, prompting a response from Plano Fire Rescue officials. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.